always in full control. He's doing great things for us over there in the UK as our football correspondent. He's back again today. Good morning, Russ.
Morning. Morning, Half. Morning, Watch. How are you?
We are going very well. Do you have a lot of conversation about red cards and yellow cards and all sort of stuff, judicial sort of stuff in the football leagues over there?
Yeah, I mean, it's constantly reviewed every year. There's, you know, you get the FA that come in and the referees come in start of every season and have a chat to you about what is and what isn't now. And there's always slight tweaks to the rules. I think nowadays, you know, the game's a lot more stricter than it was back in the day. You know, back in the day, you get away with all sorts of tackles and things, but nowadays it seems to be pretty much like netball, if you like. There's not a lot of contact that goes on without getting penalised. So, as a staff, we always say, you know, you obviously want to try and keep 11 players on the pitch, give yourself as much opportunity as you can to win the game.
All right.
Russ, a lot of the commentary at the moment in our game, Australian football, is concussion and really trying to look after the players for their long-term health as much as their short-term health. There was speculation at some point around banning headers in football, which was seen as just absolutely ridiculous. Where does that conversation sit currently in the football landscape over there?
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about banning it in the younger age groups up to about 12 years old or so. So when they hit secondary school here, whether that'll come in, I'm not sure. I mean, back in the day, you used to have the old leather footballs, didn't you, with the laces in them, which must have really hurt. You know, when they got wet, they stayed wet and stayed heavy. nowadays, you know, the balls are lighter and there's probably not as much, if you like, damage as there used to be to the head. But, I mean, concussion-wise, yeah, concussion's a huge thing now. I mean, our physios are really on it straight away. As soon as anyone gets hit by the ball in the head, or there's an elbow, they're straight on the pitch pretty much. You know, they before the rest even signaled it, you know, they're up and they're on. So, you know, they obviously, because of the way life is now in general, you know, with all the things that can come back and bite you, it's they've got to be on it. And then there's the protocols with it as well. You've got to have so many days off, and it's like 3 or 4 weeks now before you return to play. And I mean, remember back in the day, I used to play with a lad called Neil Grayson, and he must have had about 4 or 5 bangs to the head every game and just got up and carried on. Nowadays, you know, the physio would be on all the time, and the game would, you know, our games would have been over 100 minutes long if Neil Grayson played in the day that it is now. So, yeah, you've got to be careful, isn't it? You know, it's changing times, and, you know, there has been obviously a lot of media attention to people that have died from, you know, or suffered brain problems from, and they've related it back to football or heading balls, haven't they? So it's ever changing, isn't it, all the time.
It's interesting landscape, no doubt about that. Just on the games on the weekend, Russ, there were some big ones. It's a great weekend for me because your boys got a victory, Arsenal 3-0 over Sheffield United. Tottenham went down to Manchester United 3-1, so it makes my Monday much better. And I loved West Ham's performance over Leicester. It was a big game for...
Steady on, don't get too excited about West Ham.
Well, mate, they're going beautifully. 3-2 over Leicester City. It was 4-3, I think it might have been at the time, or 5-4. A big result for West Ham as they continue their late season charge.
Yeah, it was a real good weekend, actually. There's a lot of goals. There's a lot of threes and fours. And there's some great results. West Ham are going really well, aren't they? They were 3-0 up against Leicester, and Leicester have had a little bit of a wobble lately. That's 2 defeats in a row. West Ham are now fourth, aren't they? Jesse Lingard got another 2 on loan for Man United. What a fantastic signing he's been since January. I think he will go back to Man United at the end of the season, mind. But, you know, he was just a player that West Ham needed. And him and Jared Bowen, who we mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, you know, 2 very exciting young players and have done really well for West Ham and David Moyes. So, You know, it's a great result for them, and no, it was unthinkable, really, isn't it, to think where West Ham would be now. You would expect them to be mid-table, but not sitting fourth in the Champions League spot with, you know, 7 games to go, and then with a real chance of staying in there. Really good from them.
Well, fantastic performance by the Hammers, and against another quality opponent. What happened to Man City on the weekend, by the way? Down to 10 men with Leeds United, and they still found a way to beat the latter leaders. Are they getting a bit wobbly late in the season?
Well, United, as you mentioned, United have won 4 in a row now, so they're going really well, and they look really good against Tottenham. Edison Cavani in particular was really good. But City, yeah, I mean, they did everything but win the game. They were You know, someone like in late 20s in shots, you know. And then Leeds are a good watch. You know, whenever you watch Leeds play, you're guaranteed an exciting game. And they'll either, you know, they don't draw many games. They'll win by two or three or lose by two or three. And you never know which Leeds going to turn up, but you can guarantee excitement. And with City playing well, this was a real good game, this was. I mean, it could have been 7-7. Leeds scored late on, didn't they, with 10 men. So, you know, as a lot of teams do when they go to Man City, they sit back. But obviously, with 10 men, you've got to sort of sit back and fill extra holes, if you like. But City did everything but score, you know, or win the game. And Leeds scored late on. And, you know, it was a great result for Bielsa, who is, you know, Pep's made no, he's not been silent about that Marcelo Bielsa is his hero. So, you know, it was good for the hero to get one over his protege, if you like.
Well, I think it is interesting, Russ, when you look at it at the moment, that, I mean, the gap is 11, and that feels a lot, but Manchester United still do have a game in hand. So if it's 8, I mean, that's still less than 3 games. You'd still expect City to win, but they're not necessarily over the line like we may have thought, say, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
No, you would expect Man City to win. I think United, where they probably have really got into some form of late, and they'll probably be kicking themselves at some of the results they've dropped back in the early part of the season, where, you know, you would expect them to win. And I mentioned Cavani before. Since he's come in, the team's really kicked on. You can see him on at the weekend. He's, you know, he's getting the young players going. You can see him, a lot of arm signals and where they should be, and which is great from a player of that ilk who's done it and been around, you know, a number of leagues and, you know, played for Argentina numerous times. So, yeah, United, I think, with, you know, with a couple of good signings in the summer, I think certainly next year they could run Man City real close. And there's talk of Harry Kane, isn't there, Whitey leaving Tottenham if they don't get in the Champions League. And I'm sure Man United will be one of the clubs that would be in for him, which would, you know, could put him even closer to Man City.
If that happens, I'm just giving up on the sport completely.
Saw a bit of news on that. PSG are the ones that are looking for Harry, are they? Is that what I'm reading?
Yes, PSG. I think Real Madrid have been muted as well. So he won't be short of a few offers. You know, I'm sure he'd be upwards of near sort of £150 to £200 million as well. He's been a top player now for a number of years, hasn't he? So he's, you know, and hopefully he'll do well for England in the Euros in the summer.
Is there, just an SMS that's come through, is there something happening at Derby County? Is there a takeover going on at Derby?
I'm not sure about Derby. I don't know. Well, I mean, Wayne Rooney's the manager, so, you know, they've got a high-profile manager at the minute. They're sitting in the, you know, lower reaches of the Championship, which is obviously the second division. But, no, see where that one goes. I mean, there's rumours of a lot of clubs, you know, certain clubs being took over at the minute, so it's that sort of time, isn't it, financially? It's a bit of a dodgy time for a lot of clubs throughout the leagues.
Yeah, no, that's probably fair too.
And just, Russ, before we let you go, just the change in the UK in recent times with the lockdown, is sort of, it's starting to open up a little bit. How is that affecting you just in your day-to-day life, and how is it affecting your football club?
Personally, not too bad, really. I mean, I'll go to training, I'll come back, and go to training and come back. We're gradually opening things up. As you said, pubs have just started opening in the last couple of days. Retail shops are opening. My wife's a hairdresser, she's started opening up again. So, you know, things are starting to get back to some sort of normality. It's going to take 2 or 3 months, I think, before we're sort of hopefully fully up and running. They're talking about fans coming back in May, football-wise. We're tested twice a week at the football club. You know, fingers crossed, there's not been hardly any cases throughout all the leagues for quite a while now. So, you know, long may that continue, we can crack on and get back to some sort of normality, really.
Well, what we want to do is you keep the system you're running at the moment, because you're top of the table, Russ, in League 2, and with a game in hand, if you don't mind.
Going well, yeah. 6 points. Well, I think the important thing for us at the minute is where fourth is, which is Morecambe. Actually, they just won tonight. They're 6 points off away from us, and we've got a game in hand. So, yeah, we've 6 games to go. We're looking quite good. We're sort of saying a couple of wins should probably do it. But obviously, we want to get promotion, get in the top three.
Yep.
Like you say, we're sitting top, and then obviously after that, we want to be champions. So we'll see what happens, mate. Yeah.
It's brilliant stuff. We're very, very pleased for you, and can't wait to see how you go this weekend against Crawley Town on the road and what happens. And have you heard anything? There's a story breaking yesterday with us here in the A-League that Manchester United, or the owners, want to buy the Central Coast Mariners. Any feedback over there about that?
Yeah, it did come across the path, actually. They're top of the league, aren't they, at the minute, in the A-League, is that right?
Yeah, top of the table, yeah.
Yeah. So, if Man United come calling, I'm sure is it Mike Charlesworth, I think it is?
Yes,
you'd have to have a look at it, wouldn't you? Yeah, so you'd have to have a look at it and see what they're offering, because I think, you've obviously got Man City at Melbourne, with Melbourne City, that link.
Yep.
And then United with the Mariners. But I think there was some sort of talk about them moving the ground as well. I'm not sure that would go down too well, would it, if they, relocated them? The sort of fans would be kicking up a little bit with that. But be an interesting one, see where we go. And another, Man United spreading their global arms and legs and getting themselves all over the world, really.
Well, it might be good for the game here if they got the support and the resources thrown behind them from someone like the United Group or the family that own United, the Glazer family, to do it. So we'll see what happens, but it's certainly a talking point in sport in Australia. So we'll see where it goes, Russ, but we'll always look forward to chatting to you about the world of football across there in the UK. You're doing a great job for us, and good luck this weekend against Crawley Town.
Thanks, boys. Always a pleasure. Cheers.
Good man, Russell Milton.